Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
I'm going to share with you five high-ticket products that you can profitably dropship in 2026. And then I'm going to walk you through how you can actually start dropshipping them. So the products I'm going to share with you today is number one, parts washers, number two, whole home surge protectors, number three, geothermal heat pumps, number four, insulation blowers and vacuums, and number five, irrigation systems. All right, now I love to find these things in Google Shopping. So I'm going to put that up on the screen here and I'm going to walk you through these products. Let's get started. All right, so first up on the list was parts washers. So parts washers are basically like a big tub, if you like, that you wash parts from cars, engines, trucks, pumps, in to degrease them and things like that. And so you can see here, I'm on Google Shopping on the screen. I've made a search around parts washers for sale between $2,000 and $5,000, remembering that we're doing high ticket here, which is generally products over $1,000. And you can see that straight up, there's a whole bunch of products here with prices like $2,800, $2,600, $2,400. We can keep scrolling here and we see the price starts going up over $3,500, $4,600. And you can see here as I'm scrolling through, there's a whole bunch of different brands as well. So what I like to do when I'm doing this and I'm finding products is now I like to start clicking on these stores. And I'll click into some of the advertisers like this one, Benpack, to see what the brands of these things are. So we can see this brand is Ranger. They've got a couple here which are around the $9,000 mark. I came onto another site here and found this Walter Surface Technologies parts washer, which is $2,675. And so what I'll do is I'll go through all of these websites and find what are the brands. Now, I went through this earlier and I found more than 10 brands of just parts washers alone with high ticket products. And of course, would I start a business selling just parts washers? No, probably I wouldn't actually. What I would do is I would sell parts washers along with the range of other high ticket products that people who use parts washers are also likely to be interested in. So that could be people who work on cars, that could be people who work on trucks. There's going to be a whole range of products that people also use alongside parts washers, and I'm going to sell those on the same website as well. So moving on from there, number two, we're going to change direction completely. Number two is whole home surge protectors. So these are products that people install into their home or their business to protect their electrical systems from electrical surges. And you can see here on the screen, these are a much smaller product. And the price is a little bit lower in a lot of cases, but it's still plenty of high ticket products here. So we can see we've got $1,300, $2,258, $1,373. And as I scroll down all the Google Shopping listings, I can see that there are plenty of high ticket products here. And there are also, I can see already, quite a few different brands, even with some that are even higher prices, $3,877. The great thing about these products is, and this is kind of something you always try to look for if you can, is that they're smaller products and they have a high price point. And that's really cool because it means the shipping is pretty easy. Like shipping these products is not particularly expensive. So while the price on average might be a little bit lower than, say, the parts washers that we just looked at, they're less expensive to ship. And so that kind of protects your margins a little bit. So looking through these, I then went and started looking at some of the retailers who are advertising these. And I found like this brand, Dietech, $2,000 on this product. And so what I do is I'll click through a lot of these listings and I'll look through the websites that are selling these products and I'll identify what is the brand of the product. And that's my future supplier for my dropshipping business. And like I said here, I found over 10 brands of whole home surge protectors that are high ticket. So once again, more than $1,000.
Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, I was binging podcasts, probably like you're doing right now. And the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you. At dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, you can see a free training where John walks you through one of our businesses and shows you what the site looks like, what the process is for setting up one of these stores, and how you can take your next steps to setting up your own high-ticket dropshipping business. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
All right. Number three here was geothermal heat pumps. So once again, I came up with this idea and I'm going to take you through how I come up with those ideas towards the end of the video here. I came to Google Shopping. I always come to Google Shopping and I typed in geothermal heat pumps here, just as a general term. And I'm starting to look through what are the results here. So these are the paid results up here. These are businesses that are running ads on these products. And you know that means they're generally selling those products. So people are buying these products online. Nobody would be advertising them for very long if nobody was buying them, because of course it costs money to advertise products. And so we can see here right away, we've got prices like nearly $3,000, nearly $8,000, $21,000. And yes, people do buy things for $21,000 online these days. So you can absolutely sell products at this price point. $5,700. I think that's a sweet spot. I really love selling products around $5,000, because if you're generally getting a 25% margin on these products on average, that's a gross margin, that means, you know, you're over $1,000 gross margin to play around with to cover costs like your marketing spend, or, you know, if you've got a small team of people helping you run the business, or you just make $1,000 every time you sell one, which is fantastic. So once again, I looked through these listings. I found plenty of brands for these. There's pretty decent competition in that there's not much competition or not much credible competition on these products. And so I started clicking into those websites to identify some brands here. And this is what I do. I'll come to a website, and the mistake that people make here when they're like, okay, how do I find the suppliers, is they think that this website is the supplier, and it's not. This is a retailer like you will be. And I must say, AI makes this mistake all the time if you try to use it for this sort of research. This is not the supplier. This is the supplier. So Climate Master, Carrier, scrolling down. I mean, there's plenty of products here. Here's another one, York. And so what I do to find my suppliers is I go through the ads and I look at all of these websites to find what brands. Mr. Cool, that's another brand that you can definitely dropship. I'll go through them and find all of the brands that are on the products, and then I'll go and find those companies and reach out to them and talk to them about dropshipping their products or selling their products on my website and using the dropshipping fulfillment method to get the products to the customers. So that's geothermal heat pumps. And once again, you don't have to sell just geothermal heat pumps. That wouldn't make sense. Why sell just those when you could also sell a range of other products like this website here is doing? So they're selling not just residential ones, they're selling commercial heat pumps, commercial condensers, they're selling mobile home systems, they're selling portable AC systems, they're selling mini split systems. Many of these will be also made by the same suppliers that make the geothermal heat pumps. And so you'll get access to sell these products when you get approval to sell their geothermal heat pumps. So why wouldn't you do that? All right, next up was insulation blowers and vacuums. So we're taking a bit of a B2B turn here. So these are business-to-business products. And what that means is that if you sell these, you're going to be selling them to businesses, not generally to retail customers. And so, of course, a lot of insulation in homes and in buildings is blown in, and there are machines that do the blowing. And there are also machines that suck it back out again. So there are insulation vacuums as well. And so you're going to sell these type of products to small businesses whose business it is to do insulation or roofing type businesses. And so we can see here once again, coming into Google Shopping, I've just searched residential insulation blowing machine. I don't know why I did that. We can see here, I could do a better search than that probably, a $5,800 product, $6,300 product, $11,500 product, and so on. We've got a range of brands again, and a range of different prices that these products are selling at, but they're all multiple $1,000 product prices generally, which is exactly what we're looking for. And so once again, I'm clicking into these websites and I'm looking, how many brands can I find, etc. I think the competition in this particular space is very low. It's not very high quality. You know, I came onto a website like this and we can see they've got the insulation blowing machines and equipment. We've got brands like Intech, Cool Machines, Nicro, and I found a bunch of others as well. And you can see here, they've also got the insulation vacuums, which is a different thing. And they've also got things like safety equipment, PPE. There's actually some high ticket safety equipment as well for people who work or who are up on roofs or in spaces at height, which can be quite expensive as well. And the cool thing about those is they're often bought in multiples too. So I would probably, if I was going to do this one, definitely look into some of safety equipment from suppliers like 3M and so on and such forth as a little additional tip there. All right, so that brings us to number five here, and that was irrigation supplies. And I'm kind of cheating a little bit here. Irrigation system, is really not one product. It's kind of a series of products, but I'll take you through some of the individual products that I see here that I think there's a great opportunity for somebody to get in here and start selling, because once again, there's not a high level of online competition on this stuff, but there is some people selling it, which means that some people are buying it, which is a great start. So if you just get onto Google Shopping once again and start making searches around irrigation systems, and once again, I could come up with some sort of longer, more specific ones here, but I just wanted to start with something real basic to show you where you can start. We can see here we've got things like solar surface pump sets. We've got just pumps by themselves. We've got like irrigation reels. So these are used on farms. Most of these products are used by agricultural businesses to irrigate their land for growing things like crops, looking at providing water for livestock, etc., etc. There's different ways that these things can be used. We've got the irrigation sprinkler guns. This alone, just the gun itself, $1,250. There's big kits that you can sell, and so on and such forth. And so I started clicking into some of the websites that sell these types of products, and we can see here these irrigation hoses, you know, $3,800, $6,000, $7,500, $12,000. And then they start going real big, $17,000, $28,000. And what's really cool about these is that, you know, you're selling to businesses and businesses buy things for much higher amounts of money than, you know, you might think like a regular consumer would spend, because they're going to make money with the products. Right? These products are used for producing crops, which are then sold. And so it's easier in a lot of cases for a business to spend $30,000 on a product than it is for some individual to spend $30,000 for a product for their home. And so these go right up to $59,000 here. And then you can see we've got things like just standalone pumps as well, which are $10,000. This one here is nearly $12,000. Going on to another site here, this one is focused more on just the irrigation pumps, but even just these little pumps alone, you can see there's plenty here for in between $1,000 and $3,000. Once again, a simple little product to sell and to ship. Moving along, I found another website that sells different brands of the irrigation reels. You know, these are real high ticket. You know, we've got $45,000, $20,000, $30,000. And once again, people will pay for these online. Getting along to irrigationking.com. This is probably a good website to look at if you want to see some of the different products in this niche. We can see just these sprinkler guns. There's a few here that are just under $1,000, but then we've got some here that are $1,000, $1,500, $2,000, $2,200, nearly up to $4,000 just for the sprinkler gun. And so once again, I'm going to be going through a website like irrigationking.com, finding what are all the brands of products they're selling, because these guys aren't the suppliers, these brands are. I'm going to go through, I'm going to reach out to those brands to get access to their products. So that's our last one, irrigation systems. Now you might be wondering, okay, John, that's great. You've showed me five products that I could definitely start a high ticket dropshipping business around. How do I actually go and do that? Here's the steps that you could start today. So the first step is to find your niche. Right? I've just given you five niches. Now, the niche is not just one product category. It's going to be whatever products, high ticket products, the person who buys one of those individual product types I showed you would buy, right? So in just to give one example, in the geothermal heat pumps case, that could be the geothermal heat pumps, mini split systems, commercial condensers, the range of products that I showed on that particular website I was looking at. So you find your niche, then you're gonna just register your business. Now you could do that as a sole proprietor, you could register an LLC or a company. You're gonna come up with a name for that business. Then you're gonna set up your website. So once again, we recommend you use Shopify. You can get 3 months for $1 on Shopify. You set up a website, you put your branding on the website, then you reach out to the suppliers. And how you find the suppliers is exactly how I showed you in this video. Go to Google Shopping, search for the types of products that you're looking for, click on the ads, go to the websites that are selling them, and look at what are the brands of products that they're selling. Those are your suppliers, right? Then go back to Google and type in that brand name and find their website. They will have a website, it will have a phone number on it and an email address and possibly even an application form. Get in contact with them. You've got your website set up and your business name, and ask for permission to sell their products on your website. Then once you've got that, you put their products on your website and then you start running Google ads, and in particular, Google Shopping ads like the ones I've shown you in this video. And the great thing is that you're gonna get in front of people who are already searching for the brands and the products that you sell. And that is how you get started with high ticket dropshipping. Now, if you'd love to see even more of how you do it, we've got a free training at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, so G-O. Head over there, you get access to a free training that takes you through those steps in more detail to get your high ticket dropshipping business up and running.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for The Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out The Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.